we was we'd stop to eat either buy Kathy hadn't ate all. Yeah, girl don't eat much. And I found out she hadn't ate nothing but just some cottage cheese or something all day. And I'd have to be, I'd starve to death while I eat cottage cheese. But she said her sugar started going down. And so we stopped at International House of Pancakes in LJ and ate. But what it was, we got the word. We got the word that the baby had done been born. And so, but we got up there and Justin and Hannah, of course, well, Justin had the kids at the hospital and, cause the baby had done been born. And so, we just went straight to the house. They got a key. I ain't gonna tell you where it is. Everybody knows where they hide the keys. I mean, everybody always looks under something. But, there's a flat, there's a little entrance there, concrete with a little rug on it. And Kathy was coming in and I was behind her and she took a flying leap. I didn't know she knew how to do things like that. When I met her as a young girl, 16 years old, she could turn around and make a table out of herself. And my granddaughter, Haley, she's into that stretch and stuff. And she said, look at this. I believe I can touch my feet with my head. And I said, I guess you, I don't know. And she just laid down the floor, pulled her feet up and touched her head with her feet and just, shh. So Kathy got into some older age gymnastics. And she, I thought she'd broke every bone in her body. And he said, you're laughing. I said, no, I'm not. I'm scared. You're laughing. I said, well, I might as well laugh. Ha, ha, ha. But we didn't know it was on camera. Everybody was laughing. But she said, I wasn't laughing. I thought she'd done broke every bone in her body. She just bounced right back up. You're laughing. I ain't laughing. Yes, you are. I said, okay. Ha. You can't win. Husbands can't win. They might as well quit trying to win. Amen. Amen. All right. This message that we've been preaching on trying to determine the will of God. Trying to know the will of God. How do we do it? We're in the process of learning how. Father, we ask as we come this morning to open your word that has every answer to our life and our being and our future. And our saving and our eternity. I pray we'll listen. The Spirit of God will be in control of everything that transpires here. And you'll get the glory and honor. You'll help us save, help, heal, encourage, bring back those that are out of the will of God. Lord, let it be wherever the Word of God's preached today in Tyre, where we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read a verse in Ephesians chapter 5. And then we're gonna look back to Romans 12. Just gonna read this one verse. 5 verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unclean, but unstained. Brits and also in Africa that we're talking to. We've been talking back and forth from Africa. Seems like I've already got to know them. Me and Kathy and his wife, my wife and his wife, we all talked together the other day, had a good time of fellowship over the phone. But that's, I appreciate Robert being better, being ready, being better, being ready. Be better, Robert. You know, God knows all about us, and I'll tell you something else. More and more, the system of the world knows is more knowing more and more about you and me. Did you know in the UK, and it's already been instituted in Australia, and I'm saying some other country in Europe, digital identity, aware of things, digital identity, and here's what And the Bible talks about being careful about the world and the governments and the principalities of the world. We have to be careful. They're in darkness. They're led by the devil. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And you understand, my friends, that they here's the way a lot of nation governments work. They create a problem. They create the problem. And then they tell you what. Here's the answer to the problem. So in Europe, especially in the UK right now, and already in Australia, and maybe in Sweden or Switzerland, they've adopted this thing called digital identity. And what it is they create a problem in England. They say the Muslims are taking over. We got a problem. We got a problem with open borders. And what we've got to do is determine who citizens are, who the real citizens are. And so what they do is give you a digital identity, and that monitors your citizenship to the people, to the government. And it has something to do also with physical, financial transactions. They know what you're spending your money on. They know how much money you have. And it ain't no business for nobody to know how much money you have. It's nobody's business. Now, they also have to do with the benefits of having health care. In other words, you got to be in the system before you can get access to health care. And they know your transactions. Now, they also know what you shop for food. And they keep a track on that. And they also identify and know and track what is your social interaction. And my friends, that means, do you go to an independent fundamental? Thank you. on, and it's good and acceptable and it's perfect, you'll say, I'm just in the acceptable will of God. No, you're either in the will of God. They say, I'm in the permissive will of God. That, you know what they mean by that? Well, I'm not in the perfect will, but I'm over here close to the danger zone. No, you're out of the will of God unless you're in the perfect will of God. You're out. No, why should we want to be out? And I don't know. I don't know, but I'm hurt. He never got saved. He lost his wife and his daughter and had some hardships. And he says, I've lost my country because wherever my wife was where my country was. And some of you widowers and widows know what I'm talking about. But he had some things to say about sleep and all. If I can find this, I want to just give. I thought I laid this out. Here's what he said about cigar smoking. Here's what he said. His cigar smoking, to which he paid considerable attention, would appall many of today's health conscious crowd, young or old. Here's what he said, and I quote, I have made it a rule never to smoke more than one cigar at a time. It has always been my rule never to smoke when asleep and never to refrain when I'm awake. He noted, I will grant here that I have stopped smoking now and then for a few months at a time, but it was not on principle. It was only to show off. It was to pulverize those critics who said I was a slave to my habits and couldn't break my bonds. Well, here's what he said about exercise. As for exercise, forget about it. Well, a lot of us have forgot that. I've never taken any exercise except sleeping and resting. And I never intend to take any. Exercise is both loathsome and it cannot be any benefit when you're tired. Let another person try my way. See where you're perfect. Yeah. Can't be told I eat by another man's rope. I like it. I guess I do. I guess I'll do that. Okay, there's something about sleep here. There's something about, hey, I'm not too here about sleep, but that's what I really wanted to read about. Give me just a moment. Yeah, I got it right there, but I'm going to tell you something else about aging. Y'all remember Phyllis Diller? I mean, you're not going to be carnal if you say you remember Phyllis Diller. Anybody remember Phyllis Diller? Thank you, Sister Little. Me and you have all experienced it. And Lisa. And I have so many liver spots. It ought to come with a side of onions with it. Now about the sleep. Since 40, I've been regular about going to bed. Wasn't anybody left to sit up with me and talk. And I've made it a rule to get up when I had to. Anybody fit that? This has resulted in an unswerving regularity of pure regularity. Y'all listen. This has resulted in an unswerving regularity of irregularity. It has saved me sound, but it would injure another person. Of eating. 30 years I've taken coffee and bread at 8 in the morning, not a bite, nor sup until 7:30 in the evening. I ain't following that. Yeah. It's get up. Days are slow, your bones are failing. I like the idea of think the sun. Be exposed to the sun. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're in that state of mind spiritually, if you'll expose yourself to the Son of God, that will help you through any depression you ever have. Son of God. That's a little off, but I'm going to tell you what. The way you get out of the will of God is to not be exposing yourself to the Son of God, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God. And that's why a lot of people just all the time to pray all the time. Brother Croft back there is one of my finest friends. How old are you, Brother Croft? 82. Well, let's just leave it at that, okay? I didn't ever think it's that old. I thought you'd probably early 60s. But this man is so full of life. You know that, Leon. He's so full of life. And you know why? He gets up every morning and he prays every morning before the sun comes up. Both of himself to the Son of God. The light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And how in the world can you try to go through your life in darkness, when he says, my word is a lamp unto thy feet. How can you go through this dark world and try to determine which way God wants you to go, and you're walking in darkness? Hey, there's a verse I want to read you here. And it's in 1 John chapter 1. You know them. You probably memorize these scriptures. 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that's Jesus, that you also may have fellowship with us. Now why do some believers not appear to want to have fellowship with other believers? They're more comfortable with the people of the world than they are a believer. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. If the Lord, the Bible tells us, he's writing how that you can have fellowship with believers, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. They spent time with him. Those apostles did. They said, we touched him. We found him. He's the word of life. And they said, if you want to know how to have fellowship with God, listen to us. And you can have what? Verse 4, joy. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. How much joy you got? Did you get up this morning and say, I gotta go to church? I hope he don't preach too long because we gotta get there first at line at the dinner table. There you are. You're not in the will of God. You're not in the will of God if you're worried about what time this service is gonna get over with. Remember, it's the Lord's day. Joy. Men, Brother Croft had breakfast together today and at the restaurant. We were talking about how a lot of old people, I wish I could make the face he looked. Do you want to come up here and make this face in this camera and say, this is the way. This is the way they look, a little like a retired bullfrog. Or an old grouchy bulldog. It don't have to be old people, but a lot of old people get in that shape. Yeah. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to do it. I want to have joy, don't you? What's the opposite? No joy. I mean, joy is what it's all about. Joy is what you need. Joy is how we live a long life. This joy brings us happiness. And the only way you can have that joy is to be in the will of God. Now, here it is. He says, these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you what? That God is light. And in him is no what? Darkness at all. He don't permit it. It's not there. If we say that we have fellowship with him. Well, how you doing, brother? You in the will of God? No. Oh, yeah, I'm in the will of God. This guy asked me at trade day. I don't ever go to trade day unless I know I go to get exactly what I'm going to get. Now get out of there. You go to that desk up there and talk to them people and say, where's pigs? And they'll tell you what aisle they're on. But I already knew where the pigs were. I knew if they were going to have any pigs, it'd be for me to eat them. But I go in there and absolutely, I see people back and forth, back and forth. That don't, you see that everywhere, Walmart, wherever you go. And you see it in church. There's so many people come to church and they're so solemn. Oh, look. I think that some people think that solemnity is a sign of spirituality. But it's not. Your countenance deceived. You put on a false face. You can be like Phyllis Diller, or who was, no, it wasn't Phyllis, it was that news commentator that lived so long, she may still be alive. But she's got the world's book of Guinness's record on face lips. And she was talking to one guy and they was about to get ready. She said, am I smiling? There's no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Right? That's good, ain't it? And there's something else. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you know what you're doing? You know what you're doing if you're walking out of the will of God? If you're walking in darkness and you're walking with unforgiven sin in your life. Because the only way you're sinning, now you say, well, I'm going to hell. No. If you're saved, you're going to heaven, but you may be going to heaven with sin in your life. But when you get there, there won't be no sin. But it's going to be a lot easier on you if there's no sin right now. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So if we're out of the will of God, if we're in the darkness, we're walking with our sin, and we're headed for trouble. Do you know God's not like the government, not a lot of the judicial system that'll pat them on the hand, send them home, or let their mama pay their court fee. And I've been in that place. I've been there before. I've seen that happen. Who's gone? He said, son, grown man, about 20 years old. I'm going to find you this. You got a job? I'm going to find you $200. He said, and where do you work? He said, I ain't got a job. He said, well, who's going to pay that? He said, he turned around, he pointed back there. He said, that woman right back there, and she stood up, is his mama. She'll pay that. You know what my daddy said? You go to jail and you rot there. I had dreams about rotting in jail. My daddy used to say, if you don't stand in the yard, boy, I'm going to chain you to that tree. Had dreams about being chained to a tree. Now, it don't matter now. There's no consequences to sin. Not with the government, but there is with God. Chastening's not a fun thing. So if you're not in the will of God, you're open. You're open. You're open for trouble. I hate to close, but I think it's time to. I don't want to stop this now, preacher. Don Green was preaching over at camp several years ago. He had 10 points. You know Don Leon, so did you. You knew Don Green, Brother Croft, a great preacher. But he was monotone, sort of like I am, right? He's monotone. And he said, I got 10 points. He said, I'm going to preach them backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. He made it to 7. He said, well, I see I've lost all attention, and I'm just going to close it down. And there was a real spiritual person sitting back there and said, preach on, brother! And everybody went, no! Mercy! There's always a spiritual one in the crack. You know what computer syndrome vision is? CSV, you know, or CVS, or whatever you call it. You know what that is? That's when you're looking at the screen too long. And that's happening a lot, friends. Where was I? Yesterday somewhere. Of course, I'm doing what any man in his right mind would do if his wife wasn't home to cook for him. I'm letting other women cook. I'm letting other people cook for him. I'm sitting there, and there's two kids and a husband and wife over in Collinsville. And they were sitting there, and they looked like Christians. They're both, their girls were dressed in dresses, and the lady was dressed in a nice dress. The guy looked decent. And they were sitting at their table. I think they had four kids, two boys, two girls. They're sitting over there. Man and woman sitting across. The whole time, they're looking at their phones. And their kids are over there, it's having fellowship with themselves. You know what that is? That's complete ignoramus stupidity. That's what it is. Those kids need their mom and daddy's eyeballs and attention and conversation. But if you look at that too long, it's something called computer vision syndrome or computer syndrome vision. And what it does, it blurs your vision. You can't see as clear as you need to. Now, you'll say, but preacher, all I ever do is if I've got my computer on, I'm reading the Bible. Or I'm listening to some good Christian music. Or I'm listening to some preacher preach a great message from Welcome Baptist Church. You think I believe that? Now, I'm not calling Terry and Hubert yarners, but y'all are kin to them. But he said that pig would run 40 miles an hour, and he said it would eat grass, and it would not root, a rootless hog. I don't know if I want to eat one of them kind of hogs or not. I told Ben about that. He said, do you really believe that? He didn't have to give me no sales pitch. I was going to buy that hog, but I had to pay $100 for it. If I'm going to auction it off, I'm going to double my money back. Computer syndrome vision blurs your vision. And what it is, have you ever seen a kid? You see the children, the parents, their eyes, they don't blink. Their eyes are wide open. And you need to blink your eyes every once in a while. It pulls moisture around, and whatever. And it helps your vision to blink some. It distorts your vision. It does yours too. And you know what? If people will be honest, I'm not condemning phones and all like that. I got one right here. I got a phone. I'm not condemning. I need a phone. I use a phone. But my friends, if I would say 90% of everything that people, and you tell me, you check out your own life. You know what they're looking at? The world. They're not looking at God. Now, I'm just going to say, I believe the world, people ain't even saved. You think they're saying, well, let me just find a good message on here or a good Christian song. Or let me pull up the King James Version where I can read. They're not doing that. They're looking at the world. They're absorbing the world. And what happens is their vision gets blurred about a God that wants to have fellowship with them and give them joy and save them if they're lost, or the believer. Boy, I love to be around my kids. I love it all the time. I don't know about you. I remember Jessica McCullough and Phil down at Brother Gerald's church. I said, I love to see my grandkids come. She said, I love to see them go. I mean, that's my vacation, building out my kids. And my son-in-law. And my daughter-in-law. You know what we should do? And the idea, too, and we got medical people here. What I've read, what I've come across, is when you're looking at something close, it's harder for you to look at something close than it is something on that shelf. And I thought about what Jesus said. Lift up your eyes, for your redemption draweth nigh. Don't you think it's time to get our eyes off the world and look up yonder? Just over yonder, there'll be no fun, no sad good time. Just look over yonder. Get a distant vision. Hallelujah. Get your eyes unblurred and look for the will of God. Now, I'll say this little story again, but it's nobody else's responsibility to do your cleanup in your life but you. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. It's nobody else's. Sure. You can ask for prayer. We can ask for prayer. Well, why don't y'all pray for me that I can get things squared away and get the will of God? And get away, get the world out of my home. I'll bring this again, but I feel like I need to do this. In Acts, they had a big burning. The people got right with God. They went in their homes and they got books that were not decent. They got demonic books. They got witchcraft stuff. They got things. And the idea is going through the house and getting everything out of your life that should not be in there. And they burn it. They burn it. They burn it. They didn't sell it at the yard sale where somebody else could get contaminated. They burned it and got rid of everything that should not be in the house. And it's my responsibility, your responsibility, to know we're in the will of God. Get in the light. Get out of the darkness. Get our lives cleaned up. I'll tell this again. By the way, Solomon was in the military. Solomon, great friend, great Christian man, been my assistant for so many years. He was in the military. He said he'd stand there one day, in the military, you know, and he had his head down. He was in the military, brother. Philip was. My father-in-law was. Some of you others may have been. But Robert is. A sergeant come by him. Hey! Did you lose something? Why are you looking down? Well, lift up your head. Amen. Looking down. Oh. There's something about the word G-R-O-K. Has anybody ever come across that word? G-R-O-K. G-R-O-K. Is that spelled rock? That's the way I'd spell it. And what it is, y'all can check this out. I got this off the Worldly News. Worldly reading and worldly networks and all. But it has to do with women. It's something that they've got where they, you know what the buddy system is with men? You know, that, hey, you come over here and help me build my fence, and I'll go over there when you're ready to help you do something. Y'all know how that works? You know what I've never been involved in? Buddy system. I mean, I just ain't. It's not because I don't like buddies. I got friends. But you know what I've observed? That there's always one of them that takes advantage of the other. Is that not right, Brother Croft? I'll come and work. They come work for you all week, and they'll show up for your time. They'll be there 30 minutes. Say, I got to go. My wife just called. I mean, that's the way it works. It never balances out. It never does. So the idea, the women's got this idea now. Will you come and help me clean my house, and then we'll go help clean yours? Y'all need to check that out, because that's out there. You've heard about it, I guess. Yeah, right. Okay. Whose house is going to be cleaned first? It's going to be mine, because you might not follow through. It's my personal responsibility to be in the will of God today, to be in the line. I can't go to you and say, hey, don't you think we need to get in the line? I mean, you don't know if they're in the line or not. It's your responsibility. Let's stand. Thank you for your attention. We'll have a time of invitation if you need to pray. For whatever reason, you come on. Just come on right now, even before the piano begins. Father, I pray that you've worked in people's lives, our lives. Lord, we want to walk in the light. We want to be in the will of God. We don't want to be out here wandering around, Lord, with sin in our lives that's not yet been cleansed and we're standing judgment. Lord, let it be. Save the lost. Draw us near. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need to pray, you come on right now.